A flash flood watch is in effect, and there's some rain in the forecast. Meteorologist Scott Oltoff will have details in 5 minutes. First AM 580 News, here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. And any flooding that we do get will be on top of the heavy rain that central and northern Illinois and central Indiana and southern Indiana got hit by over the weekend. A tornado left heavy damage Friday evening in the Coles County town of Lerna. Storm damage was reported south of Mattoon as well. Then the rains came from Friday to Saturday, left high water in large parts of Coles, Douglas, Moultrie, Effingham, and Clark counties. A flood watch is back up, as mentioned today, for flood-affected areas as more rain moves in. In Chicago's south suburbs, teams from the National Weather Service spent yesterday surveying storm damage. They want to study Saturday's tornadoes to determine their intensity and path. They happen mainly in southern Cook and northern Will counties. ComEd says about 15,000 people were still without power early this morning from the storms over the weekend. In Indiana, President Bush has declared a third of Illinois counties disaster areas because of severe flooding there. The U.S. Coast Guard rescued six campers yesterday, including three young children who had been stranded in the Owen Putnam State Forest as a result of the heavy rain that produced mudslides. Indiana's Department of Homeland Security says an earlier attempt by DNR conservation officers had been called off because of rugged terrain. Illinois may not have enough money in its unemployment reserves for a lengthy recession. That's according to a study from the National Employment Law Project Advocacy Group. Lynette Kalsness has more.
Economists recommend that states have enough saved to pay a year's worth of unemployment claims. Yet the Law Project's Andrew Stettner says Illinois only had about 4 months of reserves at the end of last year.
A state like Illinois that is nearly insolvent or inadequately funded, category, does have some time, to get ahead of it and potentially make changes.
Stettner says he hopes the study encourages leaders to shore up reserves in good times rather than cutting benefits and raising taxes when times are bad. If the state runs out of money, workers still get their benefits, but Illinois would have to borrow from the federal government with interest. The Illinois Department of Employment Security could not be reached for comment. I'm Lynette Kalsness.
After putting projects off for a while, Illinois' Department of Transportation now again has the money to maintain Illinois' highways and roads. Amanda Vinicky has that story.
The Illinois Department of Transportation faced a real challenge this winter, says spokesman Mike Claffey.
It was one of the harshest winters in many decades, frankly. We budgeted about $40 million for snow and ice clearing operations, and we spent more than double that, close to $86 or $87 million. That covers things like fuel, road salt, overtime for our personnel who are out there around the clock in bad weather, and also pothole patching.
On top of it, Claffey notes, was the rising price of gas. Claffey says as a result, IDOT scaled back operations this spring. A new law fills the agency's budget hole with an extra $20 million that makes it possible for IDOT to get on the roads again. Claffey says IDOT's already started filling potholes, cleaning up debris and roadkill, mowing medians, and trimming trees. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
A town that was once promised an Illinois prison about 8 years or so ago might finally get some land back from the state of Illinois. We've got that story from Sean Crawford.
Grayville in southeastern Illinois was selected as a site for a new prison back when George Ryan was governor. One of the main reasons it was chosen was a depressed local economy. But when Rod Blagojevich took office, he scrapped the project, saying the state lacked the money to build it. After years of trying to reclaim the nearly 250 acres the city gave to the state, the effort might soon pay off. Republican Senator John Jones says legislation that would return the land is sitting on the governor's desk. Jones says if Grayville obtains the property, it could use tax incentives to have business locate there.
Grayville will come out all right in the long run. As I said, we've got a couple of companies that are looking at it.
Jones says the governor assured him he'll sign the measure into law. The land in question could be attractive to larger businesses as sewer and water lines were already extended to accommodate the prison that was never built. I'm Sean Crawford.
Leaders at St. Sabina Catholic Church in Chicago say the Reverend Michael Flager will return to that parish June 16th after a nearly two-week suspension. But the Archdiocese of Chicago couldn't confirm Flager's return, and a spokesman says Cardinal Francis George hasn't issued any new statement on the matter. George suspended Flager June 3rd after the priest mocked Hillary Clinton while preaching from the pulpit of Senator Barack Obama's former church, Trinity United Church of Christ. The Sun-Times reported on its website that St. Sabina parishioners applauded as an associate minister announced Flager's return. Kimberly Lymore read a letter from Flager in which he asked that it be a teaching moment for them to hear from the Lord. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
WILL weather is made possible in part by Jim Rue at Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden, serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959. Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
Well, it's 8:35, and meteorologist Scott Olthoff joins us now for another in-depth look at weather. Morning, Scott.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, driving through a bunch of rural acreage yesterday around this area, I thought maybe we should steal that slogan from Minnesota, land of 10,000 lakes.
You're absolutely right.
Oh, my gosh. I haven't seen so much water in a long time, and we have a little more to come before we finally get a dry spell.
Yeah, probably another 24 hours or so, and then we'll get a 3-day break.